Well, this is the second time in the last year that government has deployed the South African National Defence Force within the South African borders to deal with an internal crisis. You'll remember in 2019, there was a deployment to 10 communities within Cape Town to deal with escalating gang violence in the neighbourhoods that make up this area. Professor Lindy Heineken is a military sociologist and head of department at sociology and social anthropology at Stellenbosch University. Joins me on the line now. Lindy, you are concerned that the military once again might not be best placed or adequately prepared for their deployment. Why so? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it is very similar to the deployment to the Cape Flats, in that the military just does not have a sufficient troop to actually put on the ground. At this point in time, there is only 2,800 soldiers, mainly concentrated in the city, in the urban areas, so very little happening in the rural areas. And what we must also remember is that due to the legacy of previous SADF, they closed all the commandos or the rural defense. So there is no support in the rural areas. So it's a big challenge. I have been in communication with the military. They're trying to do everything possible. And I just saw yesterday a letter that has come out that they may be mobilizing all the reserves. So hopefully they are able to augment that capacity.
We need to remind ourselves, I suppose, Lindy, that the military is there to support the work being done by primarily the South African Police Service.
That's right.
And of course, the various municipalities and districts are offering municipal law enforcement as well as traffic law enforcement. So it is cumulatively, they will then amount, I would imagine, to a force and a service big enough to hopefully limit our amount of movement during this lockdown period.
Yes, I mean, I would imagine that your traffic department and other Metropole Police and so forth will be joining the police force. The biggest challenge I foresee, and I may be wrong here, I mean, I'm a sociologist, not a military practitioner as such, is that the police are not used to mobilizing at this level. I mean, the military is typically used to mobilizing masses of people for operations. This is what they do. While the police are used to deploying 2-2, for example. So this is a very different type of deployment in terms of the extent of the deployment.
I suppose the question I have, Lindy, is with the deployment of the South African National Defence Force to within the borders of South Africa to ensure adherence and compliance to the lockdown regulations, as announced by the various ministers, what happens to the other ordinary work that the Defence Force usually does, which is primarily to protect our borders?
Yes. Well, I mean, this is a big concern as to, I believe some of the companies that are on the border have now been pulled from the border. You know, the military is running internally in the country. The military is running three major operations. The first, ironically, I mean, how ironic is this? It's called, the border operation is called Operation Corona. So that is already undermanned. I mean, their intention was to have 22 companies there. They've only got 15, and from those companies are now being pulled off the border. Then internally, they are always in a constant state of preparation. The other operation is Operation Chariot, and that is a disaster relief operation. And I would imagine this is what the military is trying to mobilize for now, is to be able to try, and it may use its reserve forces there, and that is for disaster relief. So it always has some sections ready to perform various, some battalions ready to perform various functions. For example, if there's famine, like the previous speaker said, or drought relief or flood relief, then you would go into Operation Chariot. Operation Prosper is the operation under which the military is currently deployed, similar to the Cape Flats, which is then in support of the peace. I do envision some kind of tension between the police and the military in the nature of the current operation in terms of how it is panning out and the extent and the pace that it is rolling out. So you're quite right. Yes, the military will be pulled from all its other activities that it is involved with at present to be able to fulfill this role.
Thank you very much for those insights, Lindy. Professor Lindy Heineken is a military sociologist and head of Department of Sociology and Social Anthropology at Stellenbosch University.